Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation today giving patients in Georgia more access to medical marijuana. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Low THC oil for medicinal purposes has been legal here since 2015, but there hasn't been a way to get it until now. The new law allows for the in-state cultivation and selling of the drug.
It will be like anybody else going to the drugstore and being able to purchase the medicine for their children.
That's Jim Wages from Dallas, Georgia. He says his daughter has a medically resistant form of epilepsy that used to cause 2 to 5 seizures a week. Since using cannabis, she's down to 1.
Her cognition and spatial awareness is off the chain. She actually knows everything going on around her now. Before she was so lethargic, she didn't even know she existed.
Right now, around 8,400 people in Georgia are on the state's registry to use medical marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
State lawmakers here in Georgia are quietly dissolving a commission that fields complaints about immigration enforcement. The controversial Immigration Enforcement Review Board came into being 6 years ago when Georgia was tightening state immigration laws. Since then, it has fielded only 20 complaints. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting 19 of those came from the same anti-illegal immigration activist. The board settled a lawsuit last year after the city of Decatur alleged it was violating open records laws. The measure eliminating the board awaits Governor Brian Kemp's signature. Antonio Brown will represent the West Side on Atlanta's city council. GPB's Taylor Gant reports on yesterday's runoff election.
34-year-old businessman Antonio Brown defeated former Atlanta Public Schools board member Byron Amos in the runoff. With just over 1,200 people casting ballots, Brown won 53% of the vote to claim the District 3 post. He spoke to 11 Alive during his victory party.
My campaign was really driven by the people, and I believe the people were tired, and they wanted their voices to be heard. And that is the reflection of the outcome today.
Brown now fills the vacant seat formerly held by the late Ivory Lee Young Jr., who died in November. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.